The following program, the Fox World Travel Show, is paid for in full by Fox World Travel. The advice and opinions expressed during the Fox World Travel Show are solely that of the hosts and guests of Fox World Travel and not WTMJ or Good Karma Brands.
Whether you're planning the trip of a lifetime or just a weekend getaway, the Fox World Travel Show will be your guide. On WTMJ.
Good morning to you. Is it still snowing outside, Rose Gray?
It is not only not snowing, I had to reach into my console and find some sunglasses.
Whoa, the sun is out?
Yeah.
We haven't seen that in a few days.
Yeah, don't get too excited about it. Who knows how long it'll be out.
Oh my goodness. So you're here as... Well, I was going to say as always, but that's going to change next year, it sounds like.
Yeah.
A lot of vacation or travel. I guess not all vacation, but a lot of travel going on
right.
In the world. Who's with you today?
I got Andrea Prattarelli with me.
Hey.
Good morning.
It's always fun,
Andrea?
To pick up your daughter and drive into work together. Just like I had Colleen on last week, I felt that because we're off the next 2 weeks. Are we even allowed
Correct.
To say that?
Yeah, we are not here. Holiday programming.
The programming will be divine, I'm sure, but... This is an opportunity for me to show those people who will be filling in for me when I'm gone how you get in this joint.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's the hardest part of this show now is getting in.
Yeah. It's nothing. I mean, my millennial daughter kind of rolled her eyes when she said, this is it. This is what you were showing me.
She wasn't. You got it figured out.
Yeah.
That's why.
Yeah.
It took a while to get to this stage, but
right.
We're all here and we're all happy and we're ready to talk travel.
Absolutely. So lots of things going on in the world of travel. Andrea and I have a friend who is taking her entire family on what is going to be a pretty remarkable trip over Christmas. And she texted both of us collectively, and I had to defer to young Andrea to answer the question. So what was that question, Andrea?
She was asking if there was still an opportunity to fill out customs and immigration information when going to Cancun ahead of time, because for the last several years, you could go online, print those out, have it done, so you didn't have to do it on the plane before
right.
you arrived at the Cancun airport. But recently, over the last couple of months, they have actually done away with customs and immigration forms when you arrive into Cancun. I didn't believe it when I heard people telling me, I'm like, how can you get into another country without filling out customs and immigrations? But it was true. They did not hand out. I was there in October and they did not hand out anything on the plane. There were several people who had printed them off online ahead of time that had them filled out. And as we were getting off of the plane, there were people's gate agents standing there saying, throw those away. You don't need them anymore. And when we waited in line, because there were several international flights that arrived at the same time, but they literally just want your passport. They stamp it. They asked me if I was there for business or vacation. I said vacation. They said, how many days are you staying? I said 3, and they gave me my passport back. And my guess, we haven't really got clear answers as to why they're doing this, but my guess is just like the rest of the world, they're short-staffed and they're trying to get people through the customs and immigrations line quicker than if you had to go through all of the paperwork. But it was the simplest, most seamless process. Again, a little odd because I travel internationally a fair amount, and to not have that customs and immigrations form was kind of weird. But yeah, it was a very, very simple process. And for those that are traveling to that area soon, just know that right now is not something that you need.
I think Dayton might have some interest in that.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're going to be there soon.
It is very interesting.
Yeah.
So, well,
now we should also...
they're just tracking us all on our phones anyway.
Probably.
Or that chip they implanted in our... Anyway, so tell us about returning to the United States.
So I did need to have customs forms were given out on the plane coming back. I flew back into Chicago. I called into the show several weeks ago to talk about how I tried using that mobile passport app,
yeah.
and it was not, they weren't accepting it in Chicago at that time. I don't know if they're going to start doing that again. But it was the similar process when you get home. I still had to go through, talk to a customs agent, stamp my passport, asked if I was bringing anything home with me. And then I gave that form to the immigration officer after I collected my baggage. But it's just one form that
per
I needed back.
Family
per
too.
Family, right? So it's not
right,
per person
right.
like Mexico was.
And I traveled quite a bit of international into O'Hare this past year. And I would say the last easily 4 times they said they did not have them to hand out on the plane. Now, you were talking probably like a Frontier charter or maybe, I don't know. They weren't prepared. We were coming in from Europe each time. So we're coming in from Europe. They have no customs forms on the plane. So some of the people were a little worried about that. Then you get off the plane. You go through that long, long, winding corridor thing you have to go through at O'Hare. And they gave every person a blank customs form and said, don't fill it out, just have it ready.
That's what they did for me as well. Yeah. I flew on United coming in, and they gave me the form but said, don't fill it out. They stamp it when you got to the immigration officer, but there was I didn't put anything on it.
They just took a red marker on mine and made a big swoosh and whatever. Well, I shouldn't say that because I went through global entry, so anybody that has that, yay, you really have a nice process. But as far as we know, the kiosks have not been returned to O'Hare. Huh. Remember how easy the kiosks were for immigration? So if anybody's listening and you've traveled internationally into O'Hare lately and the kiosks are back, please correct us. Please let us know.
Yeah, they were not there when I was there in October. They had actually physically removed them, not even just like had them gated off. And I heard somebody ask one of the TSA agents about the kiosks, and they said no, we're not using those. But again, maybe they'll come back. They probably just got rid of it because it was high touch areas, during COVID. So my best guess.
Or maybe we're just graduating to the point where we're all going global.
And that would be good. I don't know that people who only travel once a year internationally or less are going to be willing to spend that kind of money to get a global entry.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. Anyway, that is a boring topic. So what else? What else should we talk about? The other thing I did want to mention. So are we up against a break?
Because
this is kind of tight.
So when we come back, there's one more thing that Rose was going to mention.
Yeah, there you go.
It's the Fox World Travel Show. We'd love to hear from you as well, of course. It's fun to talk travel. 855-616-1620. It's the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
You're listening to the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
It's that time of year. Melakaliki Maka. Thank you, Isaac.
And Isaac said, are you cool if I play this every single time? I said, absolutely.
Yes, for sure.
We welcomed in our Hawaii experts the previous 2 weeks. Yeah. And so who wouldn't want to be in Hawaii for the holidays? Yeah.
So thank you for the gift. You brought us a gift.
Shout out to the Blind Horse, my winery of choice in Sheboygan County.
My gift to you is a guarantee that the Packers won't lose tomorrow.
All right.
Because they play Monday.
Monday night. But in.
All right, so we do have some people online and on text, but let's talk quickly about what you just mentioned.
Yes, so what I wanted to, people are probably seeing in the news that there are approximately 300 tourists, not all Americans, but international travelers, who are stranded, if you will, in Machu Picchu, which is in Peru. And there is civil unrest going on right now, and so the government has suspended train service, and that's how you get into Machu Picchu, typically, is on a train.
Right.
So
once you're in there on the train,
right.
You're not getting out on the train because it's stopped.
Precisely. And so the governments of the various international tourists that are there, among them U.S. citizens, are working to figure out how to helicopter them out. This, to me, is just another good example of why when you travel internationally, you register on the travel.state.gov website for the STEP program, Smart Traveler Enrollment Program. You put in your information, and if something like this happens, the government will be able to find you more quickly. We were talking while we were off the air. If you travel internationally and don't think the government already knows where you are living in a fantasy world because you're scanning your passport.
You're carrying a cell phone.
But it makes it easier for them to find you and get a hold of you if you're registered. And then ask you, do you want us to help you get out?
Right.
So there you have it.
STEP.
Smart Traveler Enrollment Program.
All right. 855-616-1620, the WTMJ talk and text line. Let's go to Karen on Oconomowoc. Good morning. What's your question?
Hi. I'm traveling to Punta Cana. And I have a question about the e-ticket that's required to enter. And then it's my understanding that I also have to fill it out on my return. If I were not to do that before I leave the States, is there a kiosk in the Punta Cana airport that I could do that at?
I'm pointing at the Punta Cana expert with me right now.
So there is not a kiosk. They do have Wi-Fi at the Punta Cana Airport, so you can certainly do it from a device, a mobile device, while you were there. My recommendation is that you do absolutely fill it out ahead of time and print it out. They say you can do it within 72 hours of arrival into Punta Cana and then 72 hours of departure from Punta Cana. When Rose traveled to Punta Cana, I helped her fill those out several months ago. And we did both of the arrival and the departure at the same time. Here's the thing. I don't normally like promoting this, but no one will look at that piece of paper. No one will ask you for it. I just had a coworker who, in the Sheboygan office, Katie, who just returned from Punta Cana 2 weeks ago, and she had the same thing. She filled it out, and not a single person asked her for it or asked her. She waved it at them when she walked through. So not that it needs to be done super accurate. I mean, I was trying to get it obviously as accurate as possible in case somebody does ask for it, but there's nobody there asking for them. I still would do it, though, just in case somebody does ask. And I know sometimes Wi-Fi can be spotty, so doing it there is probably not my recommendation.
Okay. Now, when you say they don't look at it, does that mean that they at least want to see that you have it in hand, but they don't look at whether or how it's filled out, or they don't even care if you have it in hand?
Well, I've heard both stories from travelers who have recently been. They said sometimes people didn't even ask for it. And then in my case where I had my coworker who went through, everybody was just like flashing the paper at them and nobody took it. Nobody asked to see it. They just saw that they had it in hand.
Okay. And you said that you filled them both out at the same time, but if I'm going to be there for 7 days.
Right.
So if you have to fill it out within 72 hours of departure, then I could not do the return until I'm in Punta Cana and 72 hours before I leave Punta Cana.
Well, when you fill out the form, it gives you a QR code and it's dated. So if they looked at it, could they see that it was dated earlier? Sure. Oh. But like I said, in Rose's case, she was there for 5. Oh. So we did both the arrival and the departure at the same time because while you're at the resort, then you'd be having to find like a computer station or a workstation and have them print it out for you. So we just did both ahead of time and you ran into zero problems.
Zero problems. Yep. And mine was definitely more than 72 hours.
Right.
Yep.
Oh, really? Okay. And just a real last quick question is, what happens, and I will be doing this, but what happens if a person doesn't even have it? And if there's no kiosks in Punta Cana, you know, the airport, what do they do?
Because they have Wi-Fi at the airport, I had just witnessed on my last trip somebody that didn't do it. There are people there that will help you if you don't have it done. But here's the thing. They got pulled out of a line that they had been standing in for a pretty long time and lost their place in line because of it.
Okay.
We recently had an older couple that said, we don't have smartphones, we don't have computers at home. Like, how do we do this? And can we wait till we get there? And I said, do you have a family member? Do you have a friend, somebody that you can go and get this done ahead of time? Because it will very much delay the process should they decide that day they want to be checking for them and should you not have it in hand.
And it's frustrating because you do jump through all these hoops and then nobody asks for it. And you want to say to them, please look at this. Yeah. I took all the time to do this. Please.
They have tighter security at Costco than they do right
they
now.
Do, they do.
All right. Well, we appreciate all those. Those were great questions, Karen. Have a great holiday season. We do need to take a break. When we come back, we'll talk to Connie in Manitowoc. It is the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ. Feliz
Navidad. Take your travel tips from the travel experts. Welcome back to the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
This is not Malika Likimaka.
But this is better because it's Mexico. And we were just talking about Punta Cana and they speak Spanish. And we were talking about Cancun and yay.
Hey, Isaac's on the ball. And we're going to speak to Connie about Mexico right now. Let's go over 855-616-1620, the WTMJ talk and text line. Good morning, Connie. What's your question?
Good morning. Thank you for taking my call. We are going to be traveling to Mexico at the last week of March. I'm wondering if it's too late to get travel insurance. And then secondly, I'm wondering how I get a transfer from the airport to the hotel.
So it is not too late to get travel insurance. Probably whoever you booked the trip through, like if you were using a tour operator, you likely won't be able to purchase it with them. Oftentimes they have a 7-day window from the time that you purchased it. But we use a third-party company called TravelGuard. I know there's others out there. TravelX is another one that you can purchase it pretty much up until the day before departure. But in most cases, if it's not done within 7 to 14 days of initially purchasing the trip, it won't cover any pre-existing conditions. So if there was something that you or a family member have previously been seen for, like a medical condition, something along those lines, and you needed to cancel because of that, then it wouldn't cover you. But if you're looking more for like a last-minute illness or something unexpected, then absolutely you can still purchase it. And it will give you coverage for while you're traveling too, such as medical, baggage loss, trip interruption if there was a snowstorm and you couldn't get out soon, you know, something like that.
And we actually have a link on our website that you could get a quote.
Absolutely. Yep. Yeah.
Perfect. And then how do I get a transfer? Is there a link for transfers on your website? I think there. I think I did that in the past.
Where in Mexico are you traveling to?
We're going to, we're flying into Cancun and we're going to Playa del Carmen.
Okay, perfect. So my recommendation would be Amstar. They kind of have the biggest fleet out there. So their website is Amstar, AmstarDMC, D like David, M like Mary, C like Charlie.com. And right there you can tell them the dates that you're flying in and out, which hotel you're staying at, and then they can give you a quote right there. Or you can certainly call any one of our offices Monday through Friday from 9 to 5, 866-GO-FOX-GO, and they can help you with that as well.
Thank you so much. I appreciate your show.
Absolutely. Thanks.
All right. Happy holidays. Thank you for calling in, Connie. 855-616-1620, the WTMJ Talking text line. When we get back, we have another half hour to go. Get your questions in for Rose and Andrea. Now we go to the WTMJ Breaking News Center.
Plan a perfect vacation, no matter your budget. This is the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
There it is.
I love it. I love it.
Happy holidays to you and your family. Thank you for listening this morning. It's 9:35. Rose Gray and Andrew.
I think Hanukkah starts tonight.
Does it?
Tonight or tomorrow night.
I should
correct
know that,
me,
but
Jewish
I don't.
Community.
Correct us at 855-616-1620. We do have a text here that says, came home 2 days ago through O'Hare from Amsterdam. United told us to fill out a form. We do have global entry, and we're given a card to go in the global line and passed right through. No one checked anything or took the customs form or asked any questions. It was very busy, but no real waiting.
Yeah, so what you want to clarify, the global entry kiosks are still there. So you still go to a separate, you see that long line, and you bypass it, and you go to the kiosks. Those are still there. But anybody that was used to pre-COVID, those kiosks that were in that big central corral area, if you will, they're gone. They're just gone. So it seems pretty loosey-goosey, but as we point out all the time, asterisk to with everything we say could change tomorrow.
And we're telling everybody to pack an extra pair of patients' pants because when I was there in October, which is very downtime typically, that was probably one of the longest customs lines in O'Hare that I've ever stood in my life. I mean, we were down multiple hallways that I had never had to stand in before. So patience is key in all things travel these days.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you don't travel with patience, it wouldn't be fun. Oh. I mean, you just got to go knowing, hey, things are going to happen. Just deal with it and move on.
If everyone could just be as agreeable as Dayton, that would be lovely.
Dayton is our ideal customer.
Oh, yeah. So let's talk, speaking of being customers, there's trips out there that people should be going on.
There
what are some good ones?
And I do want to let everybody know that the Explore Tuscany with WTMJ's Steve Scafidi sold out in record time. I don't want to tell him that it was record time because he'll talk about that incessantly. But it did. It sold out. And the wait list was long. So what we did at Fox World Travel is say, hey, is it Steve? Is it the itinerary? Let's find out. How about if we duplicate that Explore Tuscany trip, have Rose take it out and see what happens? And so we asked all the people on the wait list first if they wanted to move over to that one. Some moved. We're about half full now. Some said, no, I really wanted to go with Scafidi. So there you have the answer. But with that said, September 27th through October 7th, Explore Tuscany with Rose Gray is the identical itinerary that Steve Scafidi is doing 2 weeks prior. I come home for 9 days. I turn around. I do it again. If that sounds like something you're interested in, foxworldtravel.com, go to the travel section. Go to vacation travel, then Fox Group Vacations. There are numerous opportunities there, but under the 2023 Europe Guided Land Tours, you will find that opportunity. We're staying 7 nights in one area in Tuscany. Then we move to Florence for 2 nights, and we head home. So I think that's part of the appeal, that we're only having to pack one time during the trip and move. So I think that's very exciting. So love to get a couple more people on that. Also, we will not be here, as I've mentioned before, next week or the 31st. But when I return the first week of January, I will have a guest on that will be hosting our fascinating Northern Ireland and Scotland trip. You will not want to miss this one. She is... I'm not going to ruin it. Just tune in. I think that must be like the 6th or 7th or whatever.
7th.
Yeah. You will want to be on that one because we're going to talk about fascinating Northern Ireland and Scotland with the tour manager that's going to be taking that trip out.
Okay.
She has some interesting insight. Also, when we were off there, I noticed the Magical Alpine Christmas Markets, which is not a river cruise. This is actually a land a trip, which... Either way, going to the Christmas markets, how cool would that be? Right now, you're standing in Würzburg. Little snowflakes are coming down at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. You're holding a Glühwein or a mulled wine. You're eating a little Lebkuchen, and you're in the middle of a fairy tale. How about that?
That sounds beautiful.
Yeah, December 1st through December 10th of 2023, that's happening. I still have some space left on my Alaska trip for 2023. If you go all the way to the bottom of that page and you look at Alaska, sold out, sold out, sold out, sold out, sold out. Oh, look, August 13th with Rose Gray still available. That's
2023 as well.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
So you're going Alaska, Tuscany.
Yeah.
No wonder why you got people coming in training on how to get into this place.
Well, I have to do Antarctica. Check. Seventh continent off my list. Then I do New Zealand and Australia. So I have a lot going on, but hey, you got to make hay while the sun shines, baby. I mean,
she's still making up for lost time for all of the
COVID. really get me homebound and not happy about it. So we're going to make up for it.
All right. And what else does Fox World Travel do besides these group events?
Everything. So when you see that we are a complete full-service travel agency, you will see vacation travel, you will see business travel, you will see meetings and incentives. Within the vacation department, you will also see destination weddings, which Andrea might have something to say about.
Well, sure. So in addition to the other hats that I wear at Fox World Travel, I am still overseeing our destination weddings team. I used to work in the destination weddings department, so I sold and operated and toured with them as well. I had my own destination wedding, so it's kind of a love of mine, and it's something that is of appeal to everybody who really wants something very laid back, low key, not have to, you know, run around like a crazy person on the day of your wedding when you should be enjoying it. So if that is of interest to you, we can certainly help with that as well.
For years, we have not subliminally been telling our son that's what he should do.
Yeah. Slowly just email him some pictures, drop some hints.
This would be a good place. How about here?
How is that
it's also incredibly inexpensive, too, compared to what a traditional wedding back at home costs. I mean, this is a fraction of the cost. I mean, I think I had 58 people with mine, and we did some extras like a steel drum band and a private cocktail party, and we spent like $4,500 for everything. I mean, it's crazy inexpensive.
Well, but I have to say this about that. We counsel with these people who contact Fox World Travel and are very upfront and honest with them. And Andrea can tell you that our consultants sometimes say after these conversations, I don't know that this is a good idea for you. If you're kind of a control freak, am I allowed to say that?
Sure.
and you know, every, like, this blush rose must match my bridesmaid's dress or I'll lose my mind. Get over it. Because
I've had that conversation when I was selling weddings. I mean, there were a couple instances where I said, okay, you might tell them you want purple flowers, but the day you get there, they might go, we're out of purple flowers today. Yeah. How do you feel about blue? Is that going to make you crazy? And if they're like, oh, totally. Well, then maybe not having a destination wedding isn't for you.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. Before we go this break, we do have a text from Jeff in Fox Point. It says, Rose, I'm enjoying your show. What is the best way of getting out of a destination wedding I don't want to go to?
It does say that, actually.
It does. So I don't make this up.
I guess the best way to get out of it is say...
Don't go.
I can't go.
I don't have a passport.
There you go. It's expired.
I will tell you, though, in most cases, the wedding portion of a destination wedding trip is so minor. This really, truly is a vacation for most people. Unless you're going and the wedding couple has a crazy packed itinerary with things to do every day, which typically isn't the case. You really are getting a vacation out of this too. So,
and you know what?
Might be worth going.
Exactly. That may be another part of the conversation that we have with the bride. Are you cool with you're going to invite fill in the blank 150 people, and of those 50 might come, 30 might come.
Right.
And if your grandparents aren't there because they're not in the shape that they could be able to take an international travel trip like that, are you okay with that? Are you going to have a party when you get home to celebrate with everybody? You know, there's a lot of those kinds of questions. And some people feel it's selfish of the bride and groom to do it. I don't feel that way, but we have people who we've had to have that conversation with, that how dare you get married in a place we can't come.
Right. So 855-616-1620, the WTMJ talk and text line. We'd love to hear from you. It's a Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
Gotta get away? No one does it better. Back to more of the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Rose Gray and Andrea Prattarelli both here today. WTMJ talk and text line, 855-616-1620. I am Dayton. Thanks for hanging out with us this morning. We appreciate that. Text here says, thanks for the great info on Cancun this morning. Quick question. Our resort booked our direct flights through Swift Air. What is Swift Air?
Swift Air is a chartered flight owned and operated by Apple Vacations, Funjet Vacations, all things ALG, Apple Leisure Group. Swift Air themselves is a chartered company. Like, sports teams can charter those planes. If a big company was doing it, you know, like a meetings and incentives trip, they could charter those planes. But Apple and Funjet have chartered those planes solely for their use. They also own AMR Hotels, which Secrets is one of them. So that's why Secrets can sell those property or sell that space. I've flown them before. Dayton will be flying them. They use them typically out of the Milwaukee market for peak season, which is typically Christmas through Easter. So they're owned and operated by Apple Leisure Group. I'm flying them in February. We use them in 2021.
Well, they don't actually own the aircraft.
They don't own the space. Aircraft. I'm sorry. Yeah, they own the space and operate the space. And typically, Dayton, when you flew them for Punta Cana, it was a Norwegian crew, right? Or they were European crew?
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. So that I think they come here for the season and work just for those planes. And I like them because they are parked in the Milwaukee airport. You get on the plane, they bring you down to Mexico, they pick up the people that are coming home, and they do that one flight a day. That's it. Yeah. So you're not competing with other traffic and schedules and things like that.
And we don't want to call it a no frills, but there is, so when you book with a tour operator like ALG and you work through a travel advisor, they're going to say to you, do you want up front? Do you want an exit row? You can pay for this. You can pay for that. There are some ancillary services and some things you can buy.
Sure. Yep. You can, typically you want, if you're going to be checking a bag, you'd want to add that on to the reservation ahead of time, because I think you save maybe $5 a bag per direction if you do it ahead of time. They will give you seats at no cost when you check in at the airport, if you are flexible on where you are sitting, but they do have some upgraded seats with some amenities like snack boxes and closer to the front of the plane exit rows, things like that you could certainly add on ahead of time if you are particular about where you want to sit.
There you go. Another text here says, we just did 18 days of river cruising the Christmas markets from Prague to Amsterdam, and it was freaking amazing. You were just talking about that.
I said, I wish that the listeners could see the text, because this picture, this texter sent in, is exactly what you would envision a magical Christmas market to be like. So never discount that. Never say, ooh. And we talked again off the air about, you got kids, you got grandkids, you got Christmas concerts, you have school events, you have things that maybe would prevent you from doing it. But if not, do it.
Yeah.
And maybe we can have, after the holidays, we can have one of our advisors on the show with you call in, because we have the manager of our Oshkosh and Fond du Lac office and one of our advisors from the De Pere office that are doing a Christmas market river cruise right now, and they just said how absolutely amazing it was.
We can only imagine. All right, one segment coming up next, 855-616-1620. The fastest show on the radio. This one's flying by for some reason, probably because you're both here. It's just so exciting for me that
two for the price of one today.
It is the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
This is News Radio WTMJ, a Good Karma brand station. Before you pack your suitcase, hear from the experts. Here's more of the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Rose, Andrea, I'm Dayton, and this is the final show of 2022 for us.
Oh, that's a bit melancholy.
Yeah, we do have a couple of holiday programming weekends coming up, but then back on January 7th. So if you're looking for the Fox World Travel Show the next couple weeks, it won't be here. So let's wrap it up in style.
Yeah,
that brought us all down. We do have a text here that says, hello, I'm being gifted a trip to Belize, and quite frankly, the idea of traveling to that destination does not appeal to me. What can you tell me about vacation in Belize? We will not be staying at a resort, but staying at a friend's home. Appreciate your thoughts.
So I did text back and ask where, because that would make a difference, because you do not want to stay in Belize City, but I cannot believe anybody would have a home in Belize City from, you know, the United States. You'd be in
more
Placentia,
of a, yeah.
Dangria. There's a bunch of places you would be. I love Belize. I absolutely love Belize. There are so much to do. There are monkey jungles. There's panthers and not panthers. What's the cat that's down?
Jaguars.
Jaguar jungles. There are. You can take excursions on ferries to the Keys. Caye, like Ambergris. Key okay. is one of them.
Snorkeling and scuba is huge too.
It's on the same reef that goes between Cozumel and Cancun,
which is the second largest barrier reef in the world after the Great Barrier Reef.
The reef in Cancun's amazing.
So it's absolutely phenomenal. The Cozumel. Weather is going to be divine. Mm. The people are lovely and welcoming, and the beer is great. So I love Belize. And
I wish I knew somebody who had a home in Belize that I could go stay with,
truthfully. So do I. So Costa Rica and Belize are my two favorite, you know, Latin American, Central American. I love it. Don't be afraid. If you get out of Wisconsin weather, go for it.
Okay. So we have a couple minutes left. All right. It is that Christmas time of year. Talking about getting gifted a trip to Belize and not necessarily want to go there. What's a better way to go about this travel thing?
Gift certificates.
Yeah,
absolutely. Oftentimes you'll hear our radio advertisements or our commercials running about give the gift of travel, because truthfully, what better thing to do to give the gift of travel? And if you are somebody that, you know, has a friend or a family member that you know likes to travel, it doesn't matter where, gift certificates are always a great way. We offer them at Fox, so feel free to give any of our offices a call Monday through Friday from 9 to 5 or stop in, and we can certainly help give a gift certificate to you to give to a friend or family member. I would love those for
and
Christmas.
And it's so easy. You call. Andrea processed
it. I did one for Rose yesterday at her house.
Yes. So they email it to you. So you can email it to the person, you can print it out. Yep. Whatever.
And then does that work just like cash? So if I get 10 different ones from 10 different people, I can put them together? And
absolutely, you can. Yeah, we have a friend of ours who travels multiple times with us every single year, and she gets multiple gift certificates from Fox every year, and she just pulls them all together and we apply it towards one of her trips that she in most cases has already booked with us. Or you can work with a travel advisor to get something on the books if you don't yet have something.
I'm really liking this idea, because you get to this time of year and everybody's like, what do you want? What do you want? And you're like, I'm fortunate, right? I don't need a lot of
stuff.
Very
blessed.
But I would love to get a gift certificate I could add towards trips.
Absolutely.
That would be great.
Okay. So Perfect. Other than a Greyhound bus ticket, we can pretty much use that gift certificate for
air, hotel, car, cruises, packages together. Absolutely.
Nice.
So and again, you know, we've talked about this on the air a couple of times, where people have thought they were doing something really remarkable for somebody by gifting them something specific, and it didn't work out. The wife didn't like to cruise, or they don't like to fly, or a million different things.
Right.
So there's a lot of different ways to do it. So.
All right. How do we get in touch with you guys?
So it's 866-GO-FOX-GO, Monday through Friday, 9 to 5. We do have some holiday hours we should share with everybody.
Yeah, so starting on Saturday, the 7th of January, we will start our Saturday hours. Rose can talk about that a little bit more when she's back on the 7th, of what those Saturday hours look like for our offices. We will be closed on Monday, the 26th, as to celebrate Christmas the day after, or the day prior.
And January 2nd.
And January 2nd, we will be closed as well.
All right. Happy holidays to you guys.
Same to you.
It's been a great year.
It has been a great year. It's been a fun year by moving to the new studios. It was a little tricky at first, but we love it. We love the new studios.
It's so pretty here. I can't wait to come back.
Yeah.
Nice.
Great.
Well, I can't wait to have you back. Thank you, guys. Enjoy the holidays. Coming up next, Danny Clayton and the crew from Annex Wealth Management, and we'll check into the WTMJ Breaking Newsroom.
The preceding program, the Fox World Travel Show, is paid for in full by Fox World Travel.
The advice and opinions expressed during the Fox World Travel Show are solely that of the hosts and guests of Fox World Travel and not WTMJ or Good Karma Brands.